Welcome to this episode of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network. I'm your host, Bob Ross. Today we begin a series about the Bainbridge Prepares organization, which we are happy to publish every other week through June going into July. I'm happy to have founder and board chair Scott James joining us today with two associates to kick off the series and tell us what's in store. Scott?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I am great.
It's good to see you again.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We're excited. This is going to be a fun series.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And an important one.
We think so. Yeah, we kind of just had a stress test of the organization with the pandemic that we were not expecting, but
yeah,
everything went fairly well.
And I was one of the benefactors of that, some of that great organization.
At one of the clinics?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Good. Well, hopefully you had a good experience.
I did.
Nice and efficient. And get you out of there quick.
Well, I was very impressed.
It was neat to watch because the crew, I mean, they're all wicked smart volunteers, but every weekend, you know, we were invading Commodore to put on another clinic. And there was changes, radical changes, weekend after weekend after weekend, partially because of some of the people in this room with me that are seeing these inefficiencies and fixing it and making it even better the next weekend.
Very good.
Yeah. So have you met my friends here?
Well, I have before we started, but why don't you introduce them, please?
Well, so we've got two of the three co-leads for one of our teams that's called the Disaster Hubs team, Alice and Phil. And we've got a third co-lead, Kathy, that's not with us today. She's traveling. Mm-hmm. The reason that we wanted to start off the series with their team in particular is because they have the most complicated team. That we've got. It's easily the most complex by far. And it's the hint is in the name itself. They're called Disaster Hubs. And that's a hub, like a spoke and hub on a wheel. And we have 20 plus teams in the Bainbridge Prepares organization. Folks can, they can look at an org chart. If they go to bainbridgeprepares.org, they'll find an organizational chart with all those different teams. And not all, but most, probably 70% of those teams are the spokes on this wheel, and they all connect into a disaster hub, one or more, which these characters have figured out how to corral many, many hundreds of volunteers into making that a smooth system.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, how should we start describing these?
Hubs are... First of all, they're geographically distributed across Bainbridge Island. We've got 14 of them now officially, and we are looking to try and get about a mile's distance for anyone to have to walk. We're near that, but we're not quite where we need to be with that. But and they provide key resources for the community as one, as a gathering point for official information so that people keep up to date on what's going on with the disaster, as well as to help coordinate connecting people that are affected, whether it's residents or stranded visitors that are on the island, maybe just recently off the ferry from a major disaster like an earthquake, and they can't get off the island, and with other types of services, whether it's within a neighborhood that's local to the hub, or maybe it's other services outside the hub like a disaster medical clinic that we expect to have operational.
Yeah, I think one of the things that Phil raises there is the fact that we're trying to respond, you know, make the connection from the neighborhoods, which we're hoping are quite prepared through the Map Your Neighborhood program, which is another program sponsored by Bainbridge Prepares. Connect those folks at the neighborhood level up to the services that are being provided at the higher level. So I think back to that imagery of the hubs as being that connector, that key connector, getting resources from the local place up and then vice versa, getting the information and resources back down.
Yeah. Bob, you'll hear more about that Map Your Neighborhood program in an upcoming episode with Anne Lesage, but I'll give a quick plug for it now. Folks, you can go to bainbridgeprepares.org, and then there's a tab up at the top called Neighborhoods. And it's basically preparedness through parties. We want you to get together with your neighbors, throw a party, and get to know each other so that you know what skills and what gear you have in the event of a large-scale widespread disaster like an earthquake. So that's the end of my plug for the neighborhood program.
Well, can I just add to that a little bit? In fact, our neighborhood, we are called the Madison
Hilltop Group, I can't remember, something like that.
Yep.
And a very active group of folks. New letters just went out the other day with a packet of sunflower seeds to each of the residents.
And, oh, smart.
And so doing some updating and creating new excitement and so forth.
I think that's such a key part of this whole preparedness on an island that's isolated, really, and potentially cut off from other services during a huge disaster that affects the region. And to be able to have people prepared locally and then to have this hub network that can provide some an additional level. So whether that's going to be the official information flowing in and out, if, you know, for example, cell phones aren't working or things like that, but also preparing, you know, providing some basic medical care. So we have a bunch of Wilderness First Responder trained volunteers and our Medical Reserve Corps who are geared up to be available at these hubs and provide some level of first aid that's, you know, above what you can provide in your home.
Sure.
And then, you know, be able to then get you to better services as you need them.
We also have the mental version of that as well. The, we've got a team called the Psychological First Aid Team, which is the mental version, the emotional response team, similar to our Medical Reserve Corps and our emergency responders, staffed full of therapists and psychologists of varying stripes.
And, and the other part, I think, we talk about official information, but we have to have resources, as was mentioned earlier. If cell phone towers are down and usual communication systems are down, we have a whole cadre of, I think it's pushing 50, what we call bears. They're essentially amateur radio operators, ham radio operators, that are going to be stationed in these 14 hubs to be a way of getting communication both from official sources, from the Emergency Operations Center on the island, as well as feeding information on intelligence in the community, like local fires that suddenly sprung up that the rest of the island responders, first responders need to be aware of. And I think the other thing that, you know, we talk about this massive sort of disaster and being isolated, as was pointed out earlier, also the first responders that we have on the island, we only have about 15. I'm thinking of police and I'm thinking of fire, and 60% of their staff come from off island. And so it's going to be challenging to get them to the island to relieve them, one. And then two, the medical clinics we have on the island, they have exactly the same sort of situation. Most of their staff are off island. So people have to gather together to get resilient on their own as the cornerstone and the basis of overcoming the disaster, and then having other services like the hubs to help them move on to whatever the next level of care they might need.
Yeah.
You know, one neat visual that folks can do at home when they're listening to this is they can look at the map. We have a map of the hub locations. That Allison, Phil, and Kathy have brought on board. If they go to bainbridgeprepares.org/hubs, they'll find the map that shows that. It gives a good visual to picture. Oh, okay. Now I understand when Phil says that they're finding locations that are a 1 mile walking distance from every home on the island, they'll be able to see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's such an unusual, unique situation when you really think through it about the idea of being an island, one way off the island besides ferry or going over the water. Mm-hmm. And if that thing goes down in something, who knows? And Phil, you had mentioned earlier about visitors. And, and you know, I think about that ferry coming in, every ferry in the summertime, lots of people that don't live here. Mm-hmm. And so getting all those connections matters.
Well, I think to add to that, if you think of it, let's say it was the summertime potentially, we've got major soccer tournaments that occur on the island. So you could have several hundred people just in that situation. At the same time, there could be another couple hundred at Bloedel. Island wind is another situation. So it's not unusual to think about in different situations during the year, we could have quite a few. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the really neat things about the hubs function here, though, is that we're coordinating among a bunch of different teams that Bainbridge Prepares has put together. So, for example, we're talking about the isolation, that flotilla piece, or the neighborhoods piece, or the medical piece. All of those pieces are sort of coming together under this hubs function.
Yeah. One thing that crosses my mind when you were saying, Scott, about going going to the website and seeing the location of the hubs. I'm going to print that off.
Yes.
And I'm going to have it with me.
And it's a great thing to bring up at your next Map Your Neighborhood party.
Absolutely.
The next time the neighbors get together, it's to understand where the closest hub is.
Yeah.
Because really that's what we want folks to do. You know, Map Your Neighborhood, it's a flip chart and it's got 9 steps in it. And it's all of those 9 steps document how to take care of yourself, the loved ones in your home, and your immediate neighbors. And it's a flip chart because your brain is going to be full of adrenaline after an earthquake, and you're going to need help thinking through basic things. So we'll all be using them. And those 9 steps take care of those immediate needs. And then step 10 is what we call your civic duty. This is, okay, the earthquake just happened. The bridge is inaccessible. The ferries are inaccessible. You're not going anywhere. What is your civic duty? How can you help out the town?
Yeah.
And that's where people will start to make their way towards the hubs. First, as Phil said, looking for information, what's going on. And because we're Bainbridge Islanders, they're going to ask, how can I help?
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
and I think to that point, as Alice was pointing out earlier, too, that we've got trained up groups of people, sometimes in 100 plus, like our wilderness first responders to treat advanced medical sorts of needs. But we're going to need a lot of other volunteers that may not have that level of training, what we call spontaneous volunteers. And so it's the neighborhood has to supply those volunteers. And if you have an interest in being a volunteer, either getting trained in one of these other disciplines, whether it's radio, medical, psychological, first aid, flotilla, what have you, there's still other needs. We need people for like dormitories and feeding, sheltering sorts of services. And just go to BainbridgePrepares.org and look under teams, and you'll see a potential or a link there to sign up through the COBE, the city system.
There's also a shortcut set up at BainbridgePrepares.org/volunteer. And that's also a shortcut to get to the same place. But Phil's right. We need everybody.
Sure.
We have a ton of folks. Somebody told me the other day we're the largest nonprofit by membership by like a factor of 3.
Really?
We've passed 650 and we credentialed folks and trained folks. We keep going. But, we're in a town that's 25,000-ish. So we're always looking for more folks to get plugged in.
Well, that's a key thing that people need to consider doing. Going to the website, thinking about volunteering. Everybody's got some kind of skill or interest. Make it available and let's do it.
Yeah, just like the earthquake is going to affect quite literally every aspect of life, we are building teams to address quite literally every aspect of life.
Well, this has been a really revealing discussion for me. We've learned about hubs.
Yes.
And you can learn more by going to
BainbridgePrepares.org/hubs.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, as you listen to the rest of the series over the next month or two, many of the other teams will be referring back to these guys' work, to the disaster hubs.
Okay, good. And Phil, it's time to volunteer.
Yes, it is. Yes, step right up. I mean, it's really enjoyable. I mean, I think we'll take whatever time you can offer, and I think you'll be surprised on how much more you want to get engaged.
Yeah, it's a fun-loving group of folks.
Well, Alice, Phil, Scott, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
This is a great kickoff in a very important series. And thank you for listening to this episode of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by Barn, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network.